And there is the full-time whistle. It is all over here at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. Donegal needed to win today to secure their Division 2B status, and they have done that in emphatic fashion as they have won by 418 to 13 points, giving Mayo a bit of a thumping here at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. And really, the story of the game, Donegal were leading at half-time 3-7 to 6 points. Declan Coulter was set up by Danny Cullen for two goals with high balls in and causing all sorts of problems in the Mayo defence. And it was Richie Ryan that got the opening goal for Donegal in the 23rd minute. And that goal by Ryan really put Donegal on their way as they went about dismantling this Mayo side. And that form continued in the second half. Declan Coulter and Richie Ryan with the opening scores as Donegal went 3-10. To 7 ahead. And the fourth goal, which was really the nail in the coffin for Mayo, came from Ronan McDermott in the 13th minute, and there was only going to be one winner after that. 4-18 to 13 points was the final score. A huge one here, Colin Brannock, for Donegal today. Mickey McCann and his management team will be delighted that they've secured their Division 2B status.
That was an incredible result, Oisin. We were talking about at the start how important this was for Donegal to get this second home win. We were looking at the Mayo team who had beaten a Derry side. This was not a weak Mayo team by any stretch of the imagination. Yes, they did a couple of changes, but that was a hugely positive, hugely impressive win for Donegal. A win, I would imagine, Mickey, will keep nice and low key. He'll accentuate the facts that Mayo didn't have a strong team. He's going to keep his powder dry, but I think it's advantage Donegal coming into this Nicky record.
Yeah, it's a big statement for Donegal as they go to the championship at the end of June.
Huge. Look, any team that's able to score such huge scores, 418 in any hurling game, is just so impressive. And what I was most impressed by was how Donegal managed to kind of look at the tactics of what Mayo were doing, turn the game around, and to come out of it with 418. Hugely, hugely impressive and hugely positive, Oisin.
Yeah, let's get some more reaction to this fantastic one for the Donegal hurlers, and former Donegal captain and multi-All-Ireland winner of the county, Joe Boyle, is once again alongside Kieran O'Donnell. Kieran.
Joe Boyle, job done, and a job done in some style.
Some style, Kieran, you know, and as I was saying there at half-time, you know, the boys were fully deserving, you know, in the first half there of their lead, like, in the second half they carried on. They never gave Mayo a snuff of it, to be honest, like, you know, and every position there they were in top height, and even the subs came on, like, they were brilliant, like, and I have to hand it to the boys, you know, great performance from Donegal.
What pleased you most about today's one?
Probably the reaction, you know, from last week, like, the boys, you know, they took a heavy beating last week there, like, and for the reaction today, Mickey had been looking for it, but it's one thing, you know, looking for it and getting it, like, and, you know, every one of the team there, you just knew by the first 10 or 15 minutes, you know, they were ready for action today, and, like, that Mayo team's coming off of two good ones as well, like, and the boys, you know, never give them a sniff out today, as I said, hey, and just really impressive, even their all-round play, you know, the ball into the forwards was great today, and as I said there, you know, if the boys get the good supply of ball, they'll do the scoring, like.
How important is it for Donegal to remain in Division 2B?
That's massive, you know, to be honest, hey, it's massive, like, because that's the teams there you want to be playing, like, and I know last week against Kildare and that thing's there, but even the likes of Roscommon and all, and it shows you where Donegal's at, like, you know, that's two ones from three, like, you know, perfect. Go to Derry next week now, hey, put on a big performance there again, you don't know where it can take you, like, so, as I say, it's massive for Donegal, they stay in this division, but performances like that there is just brilliant, like.
Mickey McCann used the last quarter to blood some new players, Joe, and that's obviously very encouraging as well, and very important as the championship season draws closer.
Oh, definitely, like, and you know, you see it more so than anything now, like, it's the subs, like, coming in, it makes a big, big difference, like, because once you put on a shift there, you know, even some of the subs there, I remember last year, like, you're always looking over your shoulder, there's some good players there, and the boys come on, you know, they put on a big effort as well, you know, and they put their hands up for next week, like.
Joe, you've been representing Donegal at senior level for 17 years. You made the announcement there recently that you were hanging up the undercounty boots. This is your first game as a spectator today. How was that experience for you?
It wouldn't be great, to be honest, you know, because, like, I came in the gate, you know, and I thought it was a bit strange. I had no gear with me or whatever, and I didn't know where to go, to be honest. I was all over the place, but no, even sitting there watching, like, and I remember people saying before, you know, it's easier to play in, and I can certainly vouch for that, but as I say, the boys got a great result, high, and that's all that matters. Then I go, you know, it's going the right direction, and that makes me happy as well, you know.
Joe, thanks for joining us.
Kieran O'Donnell speaking to former Donegal captain Joe Boyle with reaction on this fantastic performance. Just get one more quick word actually from Kieran, who's going to get some reaction from the Mayo camp. So back down to you again, Kieran.
Yeah, I'm joined by Tom McPhillips from the Mayo management team. Tom, didn't work out for you today?
Pardon?
It didn't work out for you today?
It didn't work out, absolutely not. Nothing went right for us, no. Everything went wrong, really, today for us, you know. And everything we've tried and we've planned and we've worked on just didn't work today, you know. One of those days. The last 2 days, didn't work today.
Can you put your finger on what happened today, or was it just Donegal that was better than Mayo today?
Can you put your finger on it? You can, yeah. Like, I suppose the Donegal had a greater hunger out there. Their will to win, they were far hungrier than what we were out there, you know. Like, every 50-50 ball, they got it. Every 60-40 ball that was against them, they got that as well. They were very good in the air. The dominated places, you know, they just out-fought. They did everything against us that we didn't want them to do against us. But they're not favourites for Nicky Rackard for nothing.
Yeah. And finally, Tom, how big a loss was Keith Higgins for you today?
You know, like, Keith is a loss to us the same as any other player would be. You know, like, yes, he brings that little bit of X factor to us, but the way the lads played today, you know, he might have been just as bad himself, but like, yeah, he's a huge miss. Like, any, he'd be missed to any team. Like, he's get on any club hurling team or county team in Galway, you know. But he was a miss to us. But you know, you have to adapt to those things. If he pulled a hamstring in the first 5 minutes, or you know, something like that happened to him, you'd have to get on and go with it. So you know, we have to just, you know, move on and, you know, hopefully have him back for the next day.
Okay, Tom, thanks for joining us.
Not at all. Thank you.
Many thanks to Tom and indeed to Kieran O'Donnell once again. So reaction from both camps. Just finally, Colin, we'll go to you. Tom used a word there that we haven't used all day. Hunger.
Absolutely.
That's what Donegal had today, so it was. They had to drive this over the line and make sure that they got nothing but the one today.
Yes, and like we had pointed out at the very start, this game was more important to Donegal, it looked like, than it was to Mayo. It was very important for the Donegal lads to win this. They set out their stalls at the start of the season. We're going to target our two games here in O'Donnell Park. And it was kind of obvious when you looked at it. They were bursting for ball. They were just mad to get that slither into their hand and do something with it. Mayo started very brightly. First 10 minutes, they had this two-man full forward line. They were looking at it. Mickey McCann, whoever it was out in the management, made a very smart call. They stood Sean McVeigh in front of the two. That kind of stopped that, and next minute the tide started to turn. Donegal took this game by the scruff of their neck, and the Mayo selector there is absolutely correct. Every 50-50 ball that broke out there, it was a Donegal man that came out of it. And he's right. It was a hunger, it was a desire. This is hugely, hugely positive for Donegal. You heard Joe Boyle there and an ex-hurler saying, look, any day you beat Mayo's, it's an important one. And he's right. It's the likes of the Mayo's and the Roscommons that we need to keep beating, and we will slowly make our way up to the level of Kildare. Derry is going to be another one. Yeah. Who knows what we can do against Derry with a performance like that?
Okay, it's been a good day for Donegal Hurling. Colin
Brannock,
thanking you very much for joining us on our commentary once again today. Donegal have secured their Division 2B League status with a fantastic victory against Mayo. What a performance. Declan Coulter stepping up with 2-6 today, helping Donegal along to a 4-18 to 13-point win.